You got a couple of young ladies competing down there. You're hoping for great things with Jaylee, with Halea, and also Emma. They've been working out since the district and everything. And I'm sure all three, hey, they can go down and make some noise. And, hey, they want to come back with medals, don't they?
Yeah, they're all very driven. They have been for years. You know, we've got some that have competed down there. Well, all of them have competed down there before. And for some of them, it's been multiple years since freshman year. And, you know, they know what it takes, and hopefully they can get the job done while they're there.
Halea in the high jump. Boy, if she can go match that 5-4 or even maybe go a little higher, she is going to be right in the thick of things for, gosh, I would think she's right in the gold medal chase there in Class B, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. There's like 12 of them, I think. I counted last, but there was that were right there in the running. You know, it's going to come down to misses and just who has the good day, because, I mean, there's a couple at 5-6. There's, I think, one maybe at 5-5, and then, you know, a bunch at 5-4. So, yeah, she's right in the mix. It's exciting to see. She's worked really hard in the off season, and, you know, she really wants it, which is exciting.
Yep, and experience. When you've been down there before, that really helps out going back again, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It kind of gets rid of a little bit of the shell shock, you know, when you walk in and there's thousands of people. Like, I always love watching the freshmen's faces as they walk in, and they're like, what is this? This is crazy. And, you know, then you have to tell them, it's like, man, you should have been here, you know, a decade ago or before COVID, when it was, you know, the finals day and you had all classes here. It's like, it's a crazy show, and, you know, it's a lot of fun to go down and watch.
Emma in the half. Hopefully she's had a good week preparing for this one. And again, if she keeps running her times, probably got to run maybe a tad faster, she should be on the medal stand as well.
Yeah, I mean, and with her only running one race, hopefully she's feeling at her best. You know, she's been sick here for a little while. And, you know, you got that senior lull where they all of a sudden don't have much of a routine. So we've kind of been pounding on that, you know, try to keep a routine, because she just she's been fighting some stuff. And if we get her down there and she's feeling 100%, I have no doubts that she can run up there with the best of them and cut some seconds off. So it'll be exciting for her too. She's been working so hard, especially in the off season, that you know, she wants it pretty bad.
And finally, with Jaylee, she's been here before. She's ran the hurdles, so it's that track is no stranger to her. And hopefully she can also get down and, you know, 46, 47. It's going to take that type of time to medal in this one, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of tough runners in that race. You know, we've got, I think I saw somebody is running like a 43.7 or something like that, something insane. And, you know, we're hoping the hurdles are kind to her, and she goes down there and feels great that day. And, you know, at state, anything can happen. So we're really hoping good things for her as well.
Are you kind of glad it's Wednesday, Thursday instead of Friday, Saturday? The wait is over. Let's get down there and see what we can do.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, we don't have the Class C and D, you know, like anticipation that they, you know, have to go, and maybe they come down a day early and they watch a little bit. The nerves aren't quite as heavy, just because, you know, we get it kind of over with first. But yeah, it's been a long, grueling season, as you know, with every sport is. It's that time, and they're ready, and we're looking forward to going down.